I'll just start it now, and you just keep it on your table and just bring it back with you.
Okay.
That would be great. Let me just, it is recording, so.
Okay.
Don't say anything inappropriate.
All right.
Don't take it.
That's the first thing I'm gonna do.
Did she say what room we're in?
Boardroom.
That's
around the corner.
And you're being recorded.
Good.
Just so you know. Already.
You know what I think of Kevin?
We can make this really good.
She said this way.
Water
room.
But I am looking back because I'm assuming the bathrooms. Maybe there are bathrooms on the roof.
This is the only room with a name.
Well, that has a name. Oh, it's the same. That's the same room.
It's, yeah. It's open.
Okay. If you guys don't mind, I'm going to find a restroom. And
sure.
As people come in, maybe I can tell them they recorded.
Do you have both sheets? Do you have the...
I do.
You do? I was just making sure, because they look the same, and I'm not sure everybody got...
John.
Casey.
Casey. Hi.
Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you.
Where do you work?
Noah.
Oh, okay.
Office of Education.
Oh, okay. So do you work with Bronwyn?
I do.
Okay.
We share a cubicle wall.
So. Okay. Great. I'm used to seeing her at these things. I haven't met you before. Have you? How long have you been at Noah?
Just a year.
Just a year.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hi. Hey there.
So I just want to make sure everyone has, there was two sheets. I think there was some cute confusion. They look identical,
right.
But one of them has content in it and the other does not.
Yeah,
she handed us a second.
Okay, so
yeah,
which one are you missing?
The one with content in. Yeah,
you've got
and then the blank one.
Okay. Yeah, here's the one
that I got.
Yes, yeah, so you need the blank one. The one that, basically, that'll be the one that will sort of discuss what the other things we heard that aren't listed here.
Do you know, I was not able to come in yesterday. Is there any material that was given yesterday that I should get?
Well, so we had something similar to this yesterday that listed this, actually.
Little check marks. Yeah, I got one with the check marks, too.
And I think...
Yay?
Yeah. I suspect that what we're holding here is sort of a streamlined version of this
that
they did last night. So you're not missing anything in terms of a handout, but you'll be able to see the presentations that you missed.
Okay. And I think there are some handouts sort of like maybe up in the front of the room that are leftovers.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Because we got one that we got the PowerPoint.
Right, so there may be some things if you kind of scour around the room and go, nobody is swirled away, it must be mine.
Here,
should
I give her that from?
Yeah, why not you? Yeah,
that's from Laura.
Yeah.
That was an extra.
So, who would like to be our note taker? Or the person that records everything that we say?
I can take
this. I need
you're not the note taker.
Line.
Melanie, was that a mumbled All right, great.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think at...
Now, everybody can write down their own stuff, but Melanie's going to be our
NSF
go-to person.
NASA.
I might have more stuff.
NASA. It was over at the Gaylord place.
Do we have everybody?
No, they're not coming right now.
It was all the people.
Oh, okay.
Is it this year?
Well, we'll wait another minute.
I didn't go to that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Abby and I are going to help facilitate.
Because I hadn't started at Noah yet.
What were you going to say, Melanie?
Our goal, there's two, we got two different things. One is the NAAW guidelines, and the other is the MeWe. So is the ideas that we're trying to meld?
So we have these two sheets. Everyone should have two. I just want to make sure everyone has the two because they kind of, it seems like they didn't make it all the way around the table. So one is the best practices streamlined from yesterday's checklist, right? So you might not have this. This is the... And then we have the blank one where we're going to discuss other things not listed here that we heard that we suspect are important, potentially essential,
that
right?
Didn't show up in.
That didn't show up here, right?
And this is the existing definition, in essence, exploded.
Right, right, exactly. Broken out.
Yeah, broken out.
Okay. So I suspect that the easiest way for us to start this is to go through each listed in the and maybe we should wait. I don't want to have to repeat myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never mind.
Is there anyone else coming up? Is it? Okay.
Where did the National Green School guidelines come from?
I don't know what you're holding.
It was on the table.
It was sitting here on
the table.
No, not on this table. They were on the tables upstairs.
Oh.
There were two copies.
So I drug it down because I thought it was important.
Yes.
But that might be a good prompt for the blank sheet anyway.
Okay. I didn't know where it even came from. It was just there, and so I drug it down.
Okay. We should. Some of it's not really specifically related to students, so I don't want us to get off track. We have to remember that what we're discussing is specifically related to the student piece.
Yeah, best practices.
Okay, was Bill in our group?
Mm-hmm. Bill was.
He was sitting at the table this morning.
Oh, okay. That doesn't.
I don't know who's in our group.
Right.
Okay.
Do you want me to run out and see who's missing?
Yeah, really fast. Sure. I just don't want to.
Right. They may have jumped ship.
Okay. That's okay. Okay, so just to clarify, everyone should have two sheets. If you don't have the two sheets, then they look very similar. One has the actual list of the sort of streamlined version of that checklist we had yesterday, and one is to go over what we think might be missing here, right? Things we heard from presentations that are not. There's Jack. Okay, great. And Jack, do you have both of the sheets? The one that has some content in it and the other one that's pretty blank. I was just making sure that everybody has them. Okay. So I think we'll start with the one that has content, right? And I think we should go through each and just first figure out whether we as a group feel that it's essential, recommended, should be deleted, and then we'll get into the potential revision of the wording for each. We have to do this relatively quickly within the first half hour so that maybe we have at least 20 to 30 minutes to discuss things that we don't find are listed here that we heard. Does that sound good?
Can I see the actual text? Because I just want to...
Right, so that's from that statement, these are what everyone felt was essential yesterday, and these are the broken out pieces, right?
So we're going one by one?
I think we'll start from the top. That seems like the easiest way, right? Okay, so that's a good point. Let's start. The top is confusing. Let's start with MeWe's involve students in external sharing. Oh, actually, you know what? That's kind of more to the back end. Let's go MeWe's include outdoor experiences. Let's start with that. So, as a group, do we feel that MeWe's must include outdoor experiences? And this is part of the definition, just as a reminder. Do we find that is, from what we've heard so far, essential, recommended, something that we could potentially forego?
I'm sorry, but I don't see that in this definition. I mean, in the original. It's project-based.
I'll grab two more chips.
They may have just extracted pieces that they want us to focus on initially.
Yeah, that's exactly what Shannon did. And that is currently a requirement of a MeWe. Just, I know because we fund MeWe's as well. It is currently a requirement of the MeWe.
I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Essential.
Does Does everyone feel that way? Essential?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I find that that we can might be able to move this quickly and then actually get into the mm-hmm. the definition, the way it's phrased and so forth, and any notes we have. The second.
Sorry?
No,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. MeWe's include preparation, action, outdoor experience, and reflection.
Yes.
Essential.
Yes, absolutely.
MeWe's are an integral part of classroom instruction.
Yes.
We're doing good so far, guys.
Yep.
Okay. MeWe's consider the watershed or local environment as part of a system.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we just heard that. System. MeWe's involve students in an external sharing and communication.
It's kind of that thing, if you, it doesn't matter what you know, if you can't tell somebody else
about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone feels strongly that this is essential piece of a MeWe. For students, MeWe's are enhanced by natural resource personnel.
We were debating this yesterday
because
we think that's a good thing to have personnel, but in light of what we just heard about STEM, it doesn't have to be just a natural resource person. It could be an engineering personnel. It could be a planner. It could be other personnel. So maybe it could be enhanced. That natural resource personnel could be one piece of it.
And
it might be enhanced.
Yeah,
right?
So it's one of those things where if it's limited to natural resource personnel, I might sort of say, well, that's recommended.
It's
nice. A good thing.
Yeah.
But if we get to the revised wording and we broaden it out to a variety of different mm-hmm. types of careers
outside
in your community
that are
you know, below whatever, then I'd say it's essential.
It's essential.
So
yes. Okay.
It's a broadening
right.
issue.
We also qualified that by determining how you use that resource
right.
person.
Yeah.
Yes.
In professional development, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If they're vetted, just to bring them in the classroom cold.
No, no, that's wrong. I think that we need to encourage, besides a teacher.
Not unless they're vetted. If they're vetted by the educator, fine, but just to bring somebody in cold into the classroom can be a very negative experience for the students if they're not on
I guess this is not like vetted or not vetted. I think that to take a meaningful watershed experience and not bring in any other people who connect you to beyond the classroom walls, I think it's essential to tie the experience with the people who are actually doing things. I think it's essential because I see children advance when they meet other people who are committed to that watershed. And whether it's a science person, an engineer, a planner in the community, those are all people and who are connecting the student beyond just a teacher. And that's partly because teachers can't know everything or represent everything. And children, I think this is the opportunity for kids to see beyond just the teacher in this whole community piece.
I think I agree with both of you, though. I think I agree that absolutely, you know, we should be bringing these people in. And the more that students see how this fits into, you know, the world around them
mm-hmm.
is wonderful, but you also have to be very careful who you bring in.
Sure.
You
right.
know, if
okay.
you bring somebody in and they come in and get on a bandbox and, you know, talk about something you don't want to get, you'll go home. I can guarantee you.
Ask someone to speak that isn't someone they would do. But I also want to make another comment. We are talking about connecting kids to a community and a region. And that's not just for the health of a child. That's for the health of the region. By asking other people to commit with the school, you're actually engaging that community involvement, not just for the kids, but for the sake of the state agency, for the sake
it's a
of
secondary
the
secondary benefit, absolutely.
It's really, it's actually a primary benefit.
You find they're both equal.
I think they're very important, that we're missing that important piece in almost all our discussions. And even what's represented
sure.
on the screen, it's always, and I think someone, I forgot who brought it up today, it's kids, teachers, school, but the school is part of a community. Community needs to be engaged to know that they are also responsible in the education of those kids.
So does everyone feel that this is essential, not necessarily the way it's written, but based on the way we're discussing it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's come back to the revision of the wording. Oh, I'm sorry, Don, go ahead.
We heard a lot in the research yesterday about the importance of the role models and the thought of the instructors. And so, you know, when we do work, I think we want to reflect kind of what the research is telling us about bringing those people in.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's finish this exercise. We're almost done, actually. And then we'll go to a revision of wording for each of these. Okay. So the next one, projects are investigative and or project-based. I think we've heard a lot about that. I agree. And finally, MeWe should occur at each level of instruction, elementary, middle, and high school. Okay, now we'll get into the fun part of actually potential revisions to these statements. Let's start from the top again. So MeWe's include outdoor experiences. Is there a potential revision to this, or do we find this the way that it's written is direct enough that maybe we don't need to revise it?
I'm wondering, and this is the clarification of what the next step is. So to me, outdoor experience, you can take the kids out onto the, you know, the playground, and it's asphalt, and they're counting the bricks on the wall for estimation. And I'm not sure that that's really, you know, it gets at math skills, yes, it's a useful educational activity, but it's not necessarily related to MeWe and getting you into.
But the definition of MeWe includes all these.
Right. But if it becomes a checkoff list, you know, do they do outdoor experiences? So do they take the kids outside?
In combination with
right. All
these other. But,
so the question to me is, could you have a MeWe that did not include an outdoor experience?
But I guess I would say no, because we've said that
research
it's...
Research said yes.
But yeah. Research said yes, and so we do have to sort of struggle with that. But there's also sort of the, we believe. So, but I guess where I'm getting at is that I think that there are characteristics of the outdoor experience that need to be spelled out. And whether that comes into the indicators and the metrics level, or is it in the wording? So to me, I would broaden it to not just be outdoor experiences. I would probably say something like outdoor, and since in some of the other places there's and ors, field experiences. Because I think it's broader than just that you take them outside the classroom.
So a field experience could be an aquarium, for example.
That's possible. Traditional definition of outdoor education is anything outside the classroom. And so is it outdoors? Is it out of the classroom? Is it, I mean, so that within that phrase, there's a whole lot of vagueness in the field.
But for the purpose of the best practices,
right,
we need to keep it, so to say, simple in that.
But that's what I'm saying, is it then when we get down into the indicator stuff? Because I do worry that people take the kids outside and they literally just go outside, and when they go outside, they do stuff that they could do in the gym.
You're saying outdoor.
You know, but that's not a, I mean, you right. have to put the outside experience with the rest of what a meaningful watershed experience is. I mean,
in order
to have a meaningful watershed experience, you have to have all these things. It's not just going outside. I mean, you have to have
right.
the watershed or the local environment. You have to have, you know, part of instruction. You have to have.
There's an organizing question that's project-based or inquiry-based.
Right. So it's not just, I mean, in order for it to be a MeWe, it has to. That's just a component.
Right.
Outdoors is just a component. So I'm just saying it's included in all the rest of it. In other words, it's not a MeWe if you go counting bricks.
Right.
I'm a given because it doesn't include all the rest of the stuff.
I'm wondering if the bridge is at least some words in here that put some qualifiers around what outdoor means. So like you said, and or field experiences, but also authentic or specifically saying outdoor experiences that and then use some words that connect the learning in the classroom to the outdoor, something that connects the
right.
dots, something that says we're not just going outside, to do an activity, we're doing it because it connects to learning. So beyond what the rest of the definition is, are there some qualifying words just around a short outdoor experience that help capture what you're getting at, which is,
right.
I don't want to go outside and crap breaks.
Yeah.
And is an outdoor experience, it's always good to put a face to something.
Right.
If kids are taken out onto the playground and they measure the impervious surface of that playground, because it's all asphalt, that's not moving them outdoors as we would interpret outdoors, but it's putting them outside to do a study to show how stormwater management
right.
in that school.
And that could be really quite, I mean, that
could be, good.
That could be a valuable thing. So I'm not saying that you can't use a schoolyard.
Right.
Please don't say
right.
that. But I've just seen a lot of people do things outdoors that they happen to be not under a cover.
So,
MeWe.
Yeah.
But
what we're saying is that
yeah.
MeWe needs to have an element.
But
it needs to be a purpose to be.
Right.
Can I,
related.
So if we ask our teachers to take kids outside a certain amount of time per week, and it could be to count bricks, it could be for their MeWe experience. I don't think if a teacher is looking at something they are going to do outside as part of their MeWe experience that they would, you know, do some unrelated relay game or counting bricks
right.
or whatever. I mean, so I'm agreeing with you. As part of the MeWe, I think it's probably defined clearly enough, part of the MeWe experience needs to be an outdoor activity related to watershed concepts, perhaps.
So I like this. So here's a proposed revision. You know, throw it in the trash can, if you will. But MeWe's include field studies. I like how they're defining it here. Students learn about their local natural and built environments through guided firsthand inquiry. And for me, I like it because there's four levels and they don't all include going outdoors. So study of the environment happens primarily through electronic media lectures or textbooks. That's level one. Students demonstrate specific knowledge about the local environment. There is a going outside the classroom to learn is a special event. Level three, many students study at least one nearby location in significant depth. Level four, nearly all students accurately describe the major ecological features, species of the home, community, regional environment in terms of firsthand experience or found by in-depth study and analysis. I think you were getting at that with trying to add field
right.
Experiences. So, you know, maybe MeWe's include field studies because this is a nice comprehensive approach.
Was
it
that from
Jim? This is the
paper. It was
paper
on the
that was sitting in
national
the
green.
The magic paper with all the
answers. Paper that
was
we didn't know.
On
so
every
the,
round.
This is the National Green School round. Guidelines.
Oh, great. Okay.
And so I just saw it here and just kind of read it. And
it's for for a later presentation, I suspect.
But
it's helpful, and I'm glad we have it.
Yeah. Okay. I think that language is included in the rest of the MeWe. I mean, in some ways, it's
right.
Investigative,
so,
project-based.
Let me tell you a little story about middle school, and because I've been a middle school educator for a long time. And middle school movement is kind of flagging right now. And part of the reason was it stopped continuing to advance, and then it began to regress. And I think part of the reason was middle school became a checklist, which is, I think, sort of what Bora's talking about here. Mm-hmm. When you have assessments, one of the things you do is try to say, you know, to have a MeWe, you need this and this and this and this and this. And unless those things are well-defined, and you say, well, you need to have outdoor experiences. If it's a checklist, got it. Got that, got that, got that, got that. And with something like an advisory turned into a study hall. They still called it an advisory, but it was a study hall. Got it. You know, so meanings, unless we clearly define what we mean by something, things change and evolve, and, you know, is there money? Maybe sometimes there's money tied to, you know, MeWe endorse school. So more people are going to want to do it, and they're going to try to find ways around it. I'm not a half glass half full guy all the time. You know, I'm a little more skeptical sometimes. So I think the more flesh you put on the bones, the better off you are with something like that. You can overdo it. But unless there's an introductory paragraph that says, you know, here's what MeWe is, and in terms of meaningful watershed environmental education experiences, things need to be tied together in these meaningful ways.
How about the words outdoor field investigation?
Yeah, good. And that gives it a bit more flesh to me.
But that also is pretty restrictive, don't you think? I mean, if you're a teacher and you say, I want you to go out and take a picture of a tree through the seasons, isn't that building environmental sensitivity and awareness of the environment, you know, and have them reflect on that? That's not necessarily, maybe that's what you mean by an investigation. I don't know. Maybe that's broad. I guess that wasn't how I was interpreting it.
So I don't want to get too hung up on this one because it took us 15 minutes to get into this room, so we're already halfway through our hour, just so everyone knows where we're at. And I think that we all agree that maybe an adjustment to make this a more robust term, and we've thrown out some good terms, so I think we'll move on to the next one.
And there's some stuff in the, you know, the larger definition, but it really doesn't define outdoor. You know, as to what we mean by it talks about getting kids outdoors, but it doesn't really go into what
you're right.
Kids.
It's sprinkled throughout. It's unclear, and it's somewhat contradictory in some places, actually. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
just extracting that and clarifying it. And
yeah.
Bill's right. Have you all read through this?
No,
it reads
yeah.
like a checklist. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that out loud, but it's that's why we're here.
It's on tape.
Well, that's why we're here, to soften it up. Maybe not soften it up, but clarify and
yeah.
make it something that is more accessible. Because if I were somebody who was going to go conduct a MeWe and someone gave me this. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we're all here, right?
Mm-hmm.
To find out.
Okay.
So preparation, action, outdoor experience, and reflection. Is that the next one?
Yes. MeWe's include preparation, action, and outdoor experience, and reflection. And I think this, I should say this, I think that this gets to the point that we were just discussing about this being a threaded experience, a holistic experience, and that it's not just a checklist. Oftentimes we do see teachers, we have a grant laid out exactly like this with preparation, action, and reflection, and the teacher wants the field trip, right? They want to go on the field trip. And the preparation, the required student-led action piece that they have to go outdoors again after the field trip to get their hands dirty to do something, and then to have that reflection piece is oftentimes looked at as a checkbox, right, in order to get funds for a field trip. So I am very interested in this idea of trying to make this less of a checklist and how we might make it less of a checklist so that teachers understand that this is supposed to be a threaded experience following an issue investigation. So to that end, do you find that there's any sort of revision to the wording of this piece of the MeWe, that MeWe should include a preparation, action and outdoor experience, and a reflection stage?
Well, the part where this comes from, it says the preparation phase should focus on a question, problem, or issue and involve students in discussion about it. This should require background research and student or team assignments, as well as management and safety preparation. And then there's a bit about action phase and reflection phase. It expands on that a little bit. So I don't know how much they want us to go through those pieces. I mean, I think we can all agree, especially based on yesterday, reflection is huge. In terms of preparation, I don't know if we've had as much discussion.
I think that there's the least amount of guidance on the reflection stage, as that there's a great deal in the MeWe on preparation, I find, and really on action.
Picking up on what you said and other things that have been said, maybe the change in wording here is so that reflection is not what you do at the end. But this is reworded that the reflection needs to occur throughout. And so this reads very much like step
Third
one,
stage.
Step two, and at the end I reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we could come up with something that puts that together and then indicates that reflection occurs throughout these stages.
So in effort to make it through all these, I think we're going to write down that we should think
concept.
About how we could add reflection as a thread throughout the thing and move on. Sorry. I hope nobody feels like I'm rushing them.
No.
Okay.
Well, interestingly, it says the reflection phase should refocus on the question, problem, or issue, but that should be happening constantly throughout,
right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
My experience.
Great.
And it's
almost being treated as the conclusion.
Yeah, it isn't a
conclusion. It's not. Yeah.
Actually, what they say in service learning is that it should include these pieces plus a ending kind of an ending that celebrates or verifies the solutions, and that's a very key piece.
Chance to
service
to do learning. The analysis of the data to develop at that point to determine what that data is telling you and what you might do because of that data.
So analysis.
Do we need some kind of?
Yeah, I almost think that. That's why I'm saying they're kind of using reflection as conclusion.
Is that combining then with the top of the next page, the piece about kind of the report out, or is this different enough? So this one said involve students in external sharing and communication. It's kind of that end.
Frequently, that's supposed to be the reflection.
That should be correct.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm almost wondering if, you know, if you say that reflection needs to be throughout and communication skills need to be throughout, that some of these things are threaded throughout, that what is here as the third phase of reflection, maybe there's really, if it's phased, that the students evaluate their work. So they're, you know, hopefully the reflection is sort of the formative evaluation in essence as they move through their activities and they're thinking about it and they're communicating about it. And then at the end, they reflect back on, they evaluate what they've done.
Results.
So it's I think almost even putting in something that captures that notion of evaluating, that they're thinking about what they did and what happened and what didn't happen right.
And I think
analysis is
better to analyze.
It's a metacognition.
I think
it's time for them.
Each of these things are a part of this. I think it's still important to include this overarching that a MeWe is more than the one little, we did a field trip, so we've done a MeWe. A MeWe really is a large, it is a project, that's got a beginning, a middle, and an end to it.
And it's relevant and tied in.
Right. And I think that we still need something there.
Okay.
And then I do like the idea that we expand on.
I was wondering, the preparation, action, reflection, is that from the service learning field? It feels like that's where that originally came from, those words. But, and then to follow up with that, I've been wondering about, the 5 E's? Is that pretty commonly used and commonly actually the criteria or in the standards? Is it just science?
Yes. The 5 E's are science. Yeah. They're not in social studies or literature.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if it had any more utility and
could
replace. They certainly could. Yeah. There's no reason why they couldn't be.
They're developed for science.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Science educators know them and others wouldn't necessarily.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Formative versus summative evaluation, though, I think was a key piece there when we get to that next related piece. MeWe's are an integral part of classroom instruction is the next one.
I guess how far do we push this? Is it
classroom instruction
or is it classroom curriculum? I mean, are we talking about the curriculum? Yes, the integral part of the curriculum, which would be have to be taught? Or is it classroom instruction as in, we're just going to learn and do this separate little thing?
Do you want me to read that one out?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That would be helpful.
Straight from this guy. Experiences are an integral part of the instructional program. Experiences should not be considered ancillary, peripheral, or enrichment only, but clearly part of what is occurring concurrently in the classroom. The outdoor experiences should be part of the division curriculum and be aligned with the jurisdiction's learning standards. Experiences should make appropriate connections among subject areas and reflect an integrated approach to learning. Experiences should occur where and when they fit into the instructional sequence. Did that help?
Okay. Yeah, so it's just a different wording. Experiences are an integral part of instructional
program versus
and they've got MeWe's are an integral part of classroom instruction.
Don't have the same wording.
This is why
I suspect that was them trying to fit it into a tiny box on this sheet, and not because they were.
Get rid of the classroom and just say integral part of instruction and curriculum.
Instructional program.
Because the classroom, you could say it confines it to an indoor space.
Right. Yeah.
the words, basically sticking with the original right. as written wording. Is that correct?
Yeah, essentially. All right. Next one, last one on the side of the page. MIWIs consider the watershed or local environment as part of a system. Go ahead.
All right.
Thanks. Be our reader.
What did it actually?
Experiences consider the watershed as a system. Experiences are not limited to water-based activities directly on the bay, tidal rivers, streams, creeks, ponds, wetlands, or other bodies of water. This is underlined. As long as there is an intentional connection made to the water quality, the watershed, and the larger ecological system, outdoor experiences that meet the intent of the commitment may include terrestrial activities in the local community, parentheses, erosion control, buffer creation, groundwater protection, and pollution prevention. Sorry, that did not come up clear. That's the end of that.
This is what I was hoping Shannon would have been here for.
Yeah.
To kind of walk us through what...
Well, Noah's feelings on that statement.
Because I don't think this really...
Maybe we can ask Kevin when we get upstairs, but I think something that's come up a lot recently is that there's a limitation to that statement, right?
Are they just trying to...
Limited to watershed studies.
Yeah.
But it says the ecological system, which is related to water.
To the water quality, the watershed,
and the larger ecological.
Don has something on this. Oh, she's trying to put it in. To put the whole thing in context, this came from the 2000 agreement, and one bullet that said that I actually wrote. I wrote it because what I saw was a missing element, was that kids weren't actually getting outdoors, they weren't getting to see the local waterways, and so... You know, what I said at the time is that, you know, can't once in their K-12 career kids, you know, be out on the water and actually see it. And so then it was written as on the water or in a stream or creek. Okay. And then, but that's just kind of context. And now it kind of took a life to its own that this becomes, you know, a meaningful. So they look at that and said, how do we really define that? So they started, you know, kind of watering it down a little bit. It's taken, so it doesn't necessarily have to be in the water, it can be in a stream. Then they start watering it down and say, well, as long as it's connected to the system, you know, then therefore it's still appropriate as a watershed activity.
It's like a wastewater treatment plant or...
It could be done anything, right?
Yeah.
So, but what we were starting to fight is that because...
Here she is. We're all in her minds.
You came in right at the right time. I just said your name. Okay.
We have a little bit of a reprieve, so we don't need to be up there for 20 minutes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, because we're getting really time-crunched. Okay. So, Shannon, we are on the MIWIs consider the watershed or local environment as part of a system statement. And we had Abby read it, and we were just talking about, and Don was giving a little bit of background on that particular piece of the MIWI, and we were about to start discussing whether or not we find that that's a restrictive piece of the MIWI. Mm-hmm. And I was saying I would love it if Shannon was here to give her 2 cents. Would you like to give your 2 cents on that?
Sure. I find it restrictive as well. I mean, the strategy, we took a much broader view, and the work group, we went through a process that we got everybody bought into that said we want to broaden this view to be environmental education more broadly. Primarily because what was happening is that additional conversations and working groups were spinning up around other environmental issues that was really distracting from the overall kind of effort. So I think that I think there could be a statement whereby we broaden it but still reference the bay or watershed issues, but allow it to be, that's my two cents.
So we're actually working on the revision of the wording, potential revision of the wording, because we've established that we think all of these pieces are essential. So,
yay! David hasn't been off point for 10 years.
So, Shane, what was the source of the restrictions? People were saying that, hey, I want to get funding for this, but that doesn't fall within the watershed concept, or
I think they were more artificial than real, but I think that people were perceiving the Chesapeake Bay program and watershed and the meaningful watershed educational experience as being just about the bay and just about watersheds and water issues, and not about energy use or, you know, land use or things like that, and feeling as if they were restricted. I do think that BWET will likely remain focused on watershed issues because it's central to the program, but I think that the larger conversation should be. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I'm hearing more sustainability stewardship mm-hmm. kind of issues, right?
Yeah.
Just watershed issues or water issues, essentially.
It helps knowing the background of what went into that statement.
Yeah,
I feel.
And it's somehow, I'm not sure where, but somehow I think it has to include the connection to community, not just to the watershed as a whole, which is really nice and big, which is great, but the real change takes place there. And I don't see that quite reflected. Like, and it does say here, you know, some of the terrestrial activities in a local community, and it's not just terrestrial, I guess defining terrestrial would have to be done, but it just seems like we need to also get that focus of not just taking, and I'm not sure because I wasn't in the initial discussions, but you know, getting a kid in a stream is paramount, but the real impact of that stream is the shed of watershed, what happens there, and that I think needs to be in there to make somebody do a change, like we talk about changing people's mindset. And again, I see teachers putting kids in the stream, and that's great, but not doing the next thing, which leads them to action, which they have to have a bigger outside that stream. What is it that really controls what happens in that water quality or water quantity is what happens out of that, and that's a community and then a region. Like, and I don't know if that's in the definition of the week.
I think it was intended but possibly missed in terms of explanation, because I was expecting more when it said experiences consider the watershed as a system. It doesn't really explain out system and the connections and how those, you know, streams and creeks and ponds and wetlands are,
right,
you know, all working together. And is that what you're
yes,
talking
exactly.
about?
Yeah.
And where
also
there
are the communities outside those water bodies really are what we're talking about in change is that piece. We want them to know what's in that, we want them to know that mayfly, but right out that bank is what's impacting that mayfly's life or the quality of that water. And that I think is what a MeWe needs to do, just step one more step out of water and bring that experience of whatever you're doing in the community is impacting that little piece of water, which impacts the bay.
Really, let me ask everyone this. Does everyone agree that this should be an expanded term to encompass something larger? Do we find that there's...
I have one question about kind of the overall intent is, maybe to Shannon, do you expect that the title of this is going to be still MeWe, meaning, you know, meaningful watershed experience, or that the title is going to be meaningful, you know, environmental education experience?
It's tricky. I think that if we were starting over, I would probably change the name, but I think that politically, because it's already bought into as a kind of a term and the governors have signed on to it and there's a tracking in place, I think that we're probably smarter to keep it the same and work the definition rather than create
right,
something.
Make the connections of energy and land use to...
Yeah,
what is a system,
it's
right?
Still the shed,
yeah.
Right? And the still water is your main reason you're going to be teaching the shed. So I don't have a problem quite with the MeWe, but maybe more of the definition.
It is interesting that in this it really doesn't talk about the human interaction. Yeah, so mm-hmm. we need that, you know, mm-hmm. social studies, but that human interaction piece.
Well, I'm wondering if you want to make
relationship to it.
To me, it seems like if you look at the Next Generation Science Standards, it speaks directly to ESS 2 and 3, Earth mm-hmm. Systems yeah. and Earth and Human Activity, and kind of mm-hmm. referencing that directly in
the last one. And the last one, she left that word out. Society is really a biggie when nobody really knows what that's defined as. You know what I mean?
Almost say using your local environment as a vehicle to be able to teach, you know, the Earth as a system so that it's articulated in there such a way that people can see it. They see the Next Generation Science Standard, mm-hmm. but you're still using your local environment. Your local environment is broader than just a watershed.
Great. Go ahead, Abby.
Quick caveat, and this is just an instinct. I'm not necessarily well researched in this area, but there's this push towards teaching more systems-oriented everything. Systems are difficult for
They're
kids.
They're very hard.
At young ages, and it gets better as you grow up, but I mean, it's not necessarily about content anymore. It's about, in a former life, I was a geography and earth science person, so I love talking about scale. So the ability for a student to understand cause and effect and almost a geographical range, you know, my actions are going to have intended consequence on this larger environment, I think, is really a tricky thing. So when you're looking at the definition of MIWI, I know we've talked about, you know, it's important at all grade levels. You know, it talks about K-5 and then middle school and then high school. Just being very conscientious, not to get over ambitious when talking about, you know, when looking at students' ability to understand systems as an entity. So I know there's a lot of excitement around this, especially when you start talking about society and community impacts on, you know, the environment, but just be
grade appropriate.
Yeah. I think it's going to be important in that, both in Bora's work as well as in the Meaningful Watershed Educational Experience, there are those grade lumps that says this is what students should be able to do. But I wonder if, I mean, I can't remember the research, maybe John, you might remember it, but recently at an education council meeting, we were discussing earth system science and the fact that adults, very small portions, like 20% of adults, don't understand it. And can you possibly make good environmental decisions if we don't do that? And I think that was the cognitive skills that they were kind of talking about today, and we have to push there, I think. Or
there is research on this out there.
We begin at the elementary level with, you know, I know the focus that we've tried to do in Virginia for the MIWIs, the focus in elementary is on the schoolyard.
Start small.
You know, start small.
But they
you
can.
Know, and then middle school, you begin to branch out into your community. And then in high school is when you really are, you know, looking at the earth as a system. But not trying to do that at the elementary level. You can't do that. You
know, having spent a lot of time with the draft of the NGSS, very ambitious. So there's a lot of research out there on the systems, and I would just encourage
you. And you would say middle?
Oh, I don't know.
I do community. You know, middle is what you
really. Fifth grade is community. Yeah. But so when you look at scope and sequence, you're doing systems really very quite early in small. I mean, you could add to that too.
But it's subsystems, and it's.
Yeah, but then as you get to middle school, they need to start understanding the part they play in the bigger whole. And that bigger whole is not just a science whole. It's community whole. And I think we, being 30 years in the business, we have to break into some new paradigms, because we're safest in the stream. We're safest in with our kids in the stream. Let's face it, we like to put the kids in. They love it. They pull up the rocks. They throw rocks in the water. That's a safety. But many of us sit here and maybe don't know that next step of what is the impacts of the land, that is not something we maybe have done as much of, so we don't speak to that. And I think we need to start taking ourselves one more step out there, and maybe this is the way to do it. Not take away the meaning that we want to have, but make sure we add those pieces and push the envelope a little more to what Bora was saying about the social studies and civics. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? It looks really cool to do, but you just have to see how it's done in order to feel comfortable. But I mean, that's what we've talked about too, Shannon. And I think we could just push one more step in there. Not too much more, is it, Bora? We pretty much have.
Well, I mean, it's a big step.
but it's
and,
one
but,
more.
But it is. I mean, I think that, you know, the issue investigation and you and they've developed really good models of how to teach that. And so We've got it. It is an important next step.
But if we don't mention it, it won't develop.
Right. It needs to be explicit, and it is somewhat in some of these other pieces.
Yeah. But the visual of the T-chart, what it looks like, is right. not in people's minds yet, and I think that's going to be cool to bring that up, the aerial photos of your community. How do things change, and how did that community change into the watershed, you know, that right. whole piece is kind of cool. What's planning? I mean, we yeah. talked about this. What is planning? Hey, how does that have anything to do with it? Has everything to do with it?
You're talking about cause and effect relationships.
Right, yeah,
and so,
exactly.
You know, think of it that way. If this happens, then this happens. But what if we do this, then that happens.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, now you're into your system.
Yes.
And
right.
kids can follow that.
They can follow some of that. And just yeah. as a note to the systems and systems thinking, the Waters Foundation, I don't know if you guys have run into them yet, they are working on a number of tools to be able to teach systems thinking to children. And they'll admit that they're having a real hard time at the lower grade levels. Mm-hmm. But I think some of the really simple cause and effect types of things. But and it comes out of engineering.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. It comes out of planning.
And it comes out of planning and urban planning, land use planning. So it's just as there are some tools out there that are very specific to systems thinking and how to teach that. There are ways of breaking it down so that it's age appropriate.
Yeah.
And certainly the same thing with the issues investigation type work and right. bringing it. And social studies, you know, social studies as a field, they do have ways of breaking down notions of civics that start in kindergarten.
Civics,
you know, it's we make rules about our classroom, and you know they start small, and you know it's concentric circles. It's you know,
right.
you know the neighborhood is great
and the
too.
Other pieces, and the other piece is continuity and change.
And
that
continuity
there is a future.
And change.
You are not stuck
right.
here. Your
right.
future is really what children
stability
need
and change is
yeah.
one of the cross-cutting concepts.
Okay, but continuity and change is something that we use in
that's another layer of complexity. I mean,
right.
Time scale.
Right.
And adults
right.
still struggle with
right.
that.
Time
I mean,
scale.
But kids want to know what's happening in 2 minutes. They don't understand
right.
what's
they
happening
don't. They
in
don't
long
understand
term. So,
long-term.
You know,
people don't.
Having them observe change that they
right.
can observe and
right.
wrap their heads around
right.
versus your grandkids are going to be dealing with
right.
this way that you polluted the stream. That's really tough. I mean,
and shifting baselines.
I have to say that there are models. I use successful models in teaching change, and it is first and second graders, just by giving them a picture and changing that picture of a community by adding the airport, you know.
So,
you're
going to
try to
roll. I suspect that we
okay.
could talk about
yeah,
this
yeah,
for the
yeah,
rest
yeah,
of the day.
Going back to the watershed definition.
So we have done the first page now, and we're moving on to the back page.
Are we rewording any of the watershed definition?
I think we should just say expand somehow. I'm not sure yeah. if we know how.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think
the human element.
Well,
yeah,
element
exactly.
is certainly part of it.
I think those are the words she mentioned earlier. It's just what, maybe it's just piped in here and I'm not aware of it, but what is the human impact on the watershed?
Well, that it's a system that includes humans.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
have the humans
yeah.
on it. Right.
I don't think we have time to wordsmith it,
yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recommend
so,
it.
So the next one is one that we actually touched on when we were discussing the other,
right.
which is the sharing and communication piece. And I think that we all agreed sort of, and maybe this will allow us to push past this, that the concept of formative and summative evaluation is an important piece here, right? That there would be formative evaluation throughout the preparation, action, and reflection experience, and that should be more explicit so that it ties those together as a full experience for someone trying to understand a MIWI. And that this piece, which is typically part of the reflection stage, that it's required a sharing and communication piece, is part of that summative evaluation for a student. Did everyone sort of
yeah.
feel that way? Yeah.
So is this, so should that be encompassed into the other, in other words, should that be included as, I mean, should it be a separate thing or should it be part of the other one?
I wouldn't necessarily, I mean, I suppose it's the external sharing, the external part of it, but
yeah.
the notion of sharing and communication, just thinking, Common Core, if nothing else, is it's important that you're having kids continually use and develop their language skills. And so you don't want to sort of put this as, well, you'll do a report at the end, kind of thing. That you want to encourage communication skills throughout the MeWe.
That's a great. Okay.
You might be using journals. You might be using. You might be tweeting.
Okay.
But you might be doing that. You might be using. You know, communication is also. You know, visual communication, so they might be taking photographs. You know?
So throughout.
Yeah, so I think I would just make sure
that's
that
a
there
key
was
change.
A throughout.
Great.
We also want to reference scientific and engineering practices
right
here. Yeah.
Okay, I think that we hit on the key change for that one. Let's move on to MeWe's are enhanced by natural resource personnel. So I think we talked about this right up front. We all know what we would like to do with this. We'd like to expand it so that it's more all-encompassing. So we want to just throw out what they would like to expand the statement to include. I would say expand, but also draw boundaries around. Okay. This, because, I mean, we talked about natural resource personnel, what we mean by that, who all is included in that group we want to have involved, but also who's not really the types of people we want to have involved, I think was part
engineers,
of the discussion earlier.
You're talking about, like, maybe a planner, you know, that type of thing that could expand.
We're talking about community
experts,
professionals,
role models.
Well, environmental professionals covers quite a broad scope.
But it doesn't have to be environmental professionals. Like, for example, we bring in a waterman.
So vetted environmental professionals.
Vetted.
That word came up earlier, the term vetted.
Well, I mean,
environmental.
But what a good discussion it is, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but if you put environmental, I think you limit your word.
Yeah. Right.
It's just
right.
A step beyond the natural resource limitation,
right.
But
yeah.
It's still a limitation.
And I think where the definition falls short is why. Why do you want to do this? So, and I heard you say role.
Well, earlier the discussions are role models and what you aspire to when you have that.
And it's expertise, too. It's certainly expertise that the children don't necessarily have access to, and the teacher may not have access to.
We also said that by bringing in outside people, they make the commitment. It's not just for the kids' education. It's for the benefit that the community becomes involved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a benefit to the community.
You know, it also provides alternative perspectives, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Opportunities for that.
Right.
Yes.
You may get opposing views, multiple perspectives
to
share.
Shannon, one thing that came up. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm cutting everyone short, but we haven't even gotten to the discussion of what is not on here. So.
That's not
going to
happen.
That's not going to happen. So we don't have
the realists in the group.
We have 20 minutes, right? Did you say we had an extra 20 minutes?
No.
Did I make that?
But we have to go down and talk to
him. Yes, we have to be upstairs at noon,
which is now.
Which is now. And we have.
It processed.
Which was what I was originally shooting for. And I thought we had an extra 20 minutes. Okay.
At some point, if we're a sciencey crowd, I think it'd be useful to have a social studies crowd kind of take a look at this and kind of see.
I think so.
The language was last time.
Sure.
I am actually more social studies. I work more on the social studies piece. That's why I keep adding that stuff.
Yeah.
So quickly, projects are investigative and or project-based.
Hi. So we're going to push back lunch a little bit.
Okay.
But Kevin and everybody else wants you guys to come upstairs and so we can have a group discussion and what you all talked about.
Okay. Great.
So the other thing,
you're ready.
This is extremely important and probably a bit more important than the mentor conversation that we have slated. So I'd say let's go upstairs, tell them what we have, but then let's also make sure that we carve out at least another 15 or 20 out of the next working session to finish this out because this is
very important.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We should. We're not coming back down. So
Natalie,
we should wrap.
We have to bring it back to Natalie.
Yeah.
I guess I'm responsible.
Casey, you did a very good job.
I tried.